Hi there, you're listening to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. If you enjoy listening to our episodes or like our content over on Instagram, would you consider leaving a review or subscribing? It really helps. Welcome here.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We are Kyle, Alana, and Tira. And tonight, we are going to be talking about the wedding night. But first, as always, we're going to start with a review. This one came in through Instagram, and it says, "I've appreciated so much your page. I only wished I would have found it sooner. As a Christian, I wanted to save myself for marriage, but what they don't tell you is that it doesn't all come naturally, and there are things to learn about the gift of sex. Thank you so much for what you're doing. It's clean, helpful, and done in a godly way. Erica."
Oh, good.
Thanks, Erica.
Yeah.
And today's verse, I chose, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." Matthew 10, 7 to 9.
Nice.
In the proper translation, the ESV.
How many times have we used that verse? Be kind of curious.
If you know, listener.
Like, there was only one verse to select for this episode. There was only one verse. Like, everyone knew what verse was coming here. All right, so the wedding night. This can be like a nerve-wracking time for both spouses. And I would say especially if you've never had sex before. Although I would say maybe if you're both virgins, you're kind of on an even playing field. I think It can be really stressful or more like full of anxiety if one of you has and the other hasn't. Because then the other who hasn't is like, oh, are they comparing me to their past sexual experiences? Or what if I don't live up to that? And so that's something to talk about. I mean, we'll talk about all the things you guys should talk about before the wedding night, but that right there is for sure something that needs to be talked about is, you know, are you each other's firsts? What other past sexual history do you have? Pornography, all those things. And I would say the other thing, I mean, expectations. So we put out a question box on Instagram and we kind of asked you guys what did you learn from your wedding night? Or those of you who aren't married yet, what questions or fears, concerns do you have about your wedding night? And from the married couples, this was the number one response was, you guys need to talk about expectations. They are the number one killer of wedding night satisfaction, because oftentimes you go in with this expectation of what you think it's going to look like, but you may not have told your spouse that, and it's like totally not at all what you thought it was going to be, and then you're disappointed, and then you're upset with your spouse. We always say, unsaid expectations lead to unmet expectations, and then that leads to disappointment.
And to not put it off too. Like, it won't work really to, I mean, it's better than not communicating at all, but, you know, do it before the day of your wedding. You know, go do it days before, you know, or weeks before, so that you have time to think about and prepare. And also, you know, if you do it within a few weeks, hopefully you'll know if the wife is going to be on her period or not, and like, what does it look like if that happens? That planned out too, because I know, like, we've had people write in about their own experiences, and some of them are like, my period came as I was walking down the aisle, you know. So
I just read that message today.
You wouldn't be,
someone just sent that,
probably weren't prepared for that to happen. And because you know, wedding season, it can be a stressful time, it can do wonky things to your cycle, and your period might come at a different time than you were normally expecting. So do just have that, like, if you're not on a hormonal contraceptive or anything, just be aware of that, and also include that in your expectation talk, just in case it does happen. You're not like, no, it happened and everything is ruined. And like, no, have a plan that, okay, if period is here, this is what we're going to hopefully do for our intimacy. And so that it's it doesn't feel like a total killjoy if it does come.
Man, I haven't heard that word in a long time. Love it. Killjoy? Makes me think of playing Halo back in the day.
thought you were talking about cum. I thought you were making a joke about that. I was like, well, guess we haven't said that in a while.
All right. Before we get into the meat of the episode, though, I think if you guys haven't heard yet, the reason we're doing this episode is because it's part of our latest three-part series on, you know, getting you prepped for marriage and the wedding night. So we have three guides that are out now. They are a premarital one, so like engagement. There's one all about the wedding night and the honeymoon, which is what today's episode is about. And then next week's episode is going to be all about, okay, we're married. Now what? What does sex look like now that we're a married couple? So these are $47 each. If you bundle them together and you buy all three, it's $97. And we put so much time, so much effort into these. We think they're really, really good. This one especially, I think, is really good because we give you guys so many questions that you should be talking about before the wedding night. And I think your wedding night will truly be set up for success.
Yeah. Yeah. Conversation is like the perfect segue to dispelling those unset expectations. It's like the perfect opportunity, especially if there's strategic questions, to get your thoughts and your hopes and those things out on the table, to let your spouse in on what you're thinking and hear their heart behind what they're hoping. And yeah, it's perfect.
And not even just questions, but also like, there can be so much mystery about what happens and anatomy and everything. So we go into all of that too, so that it's not just like, well, he goes here and then that's all, you know, you know? So no, we fully prepare each of you to know your own as well as your spouse's body, so that when it comes to wedding night, it is not a overwhelming mystery, for lack of a better term. Yeah. So you get to be prepared. Yeah.
So here are some of the questions that we've put together. Again, there's tons more in the guide, but here's just a few that we talk about, you know, questions you should be talking about with each other well before the wedding night. So again, are you each other's firsts? What other's past sexual history do you have? What's your birth control plan for the night? Is sex expected on the wedding night? What happens if you guys are too tired? If that happens, is any sexual activity expected? If so, what? Or do you just go to bed? What does the night look like from when you get to the hotel till you go to sleep? It doesn't have to be like planned to the second, but there's flexibility, but it's a good idea to have, okay, what does it look like when we get, what do we plan to do?
And I know that seems like such a, it almost feels silly to talk about it in that much detail, but it's so good to think about and not just wing it. Like, be intentional about the time that you have together. This is your very first time together where you don't have to say goodbye. Like, this is a new time. Like, get excited about it. This will build anticipation as well. Discussing even just these little things like, what are you going to do before you go to sleep? Okay, keep going.
Yeah. Is the wife going to wear lingerie? Is she expected to wear lingerie? What happens if intercourse doesn't work? Is oral sex expected? So that's just like 10. There's going to be dozens more in the actual guide, but those are some of the big ones. So if you're listening to this and you're engaged, I mean, these are things that you should be talking about before the wedding night.
Yeah, but maybe not like too far ahead of time. Like Tira said, like maybe save it to like a month before the wedding. Like, I feel like that's a pretty decent guideline to use. Like,
and I feel like there's reasons for that. I mean, obviously to help with boundaries and, but also because it's easy to forget. Like, if you get so excited that you get these guides and you go through them and you're not getting married for another like 4 months and you've decided what's going to happen between, you know, your wedding reception and going to sleep, you're not going to remember that. You're going to have to do this whole thing all over again. So just, like, it is also so that it's fresh in your mind, so that you can anticipate it all leading up to the big day.
Love that.
All right. So let's go through some of the concerns that engaged guys and gals had that they shared. So we'll read them and then let's just give a little bit of discussion around, you know, the worry or whatever the comment was. So first up, I'm excited but scared for the physical side of the wedding night. I don't want to dislike it.
I say this is just such a common one. Like, I feel like as women, that's the number one question you go to for your friends. Well, did it hurt? I don't know. Yeah. What if it's not going to be good?
Yeah.
If you've listened to us for at any time we've talked about wedding night sex, is to go into it slowly and have a shower first so that you, sex isn't, or intercourse isn't right there on the table right away. You know, you get to, you're most likely going to be sweaty and tired and your hair is not going to be in its beautiful place that it was. Like, it's just nice to have a full reset where you guys get to see each other without intercourse happening right away. And you just get to serve each other by appreciating each other's bodies and being clean. It just allows for intimacy to happen more naturally, I would say. Is that the right words to use? Happen more easily, maybe? Less,
maybe just more organically. It's like you're...
Yeah, organically. That's the word I was going for. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Yeah. It also, you know, like having sex with penetration, it's using your pelvic floor muscles. So this is like starting any new sport. You might be a little bit sore. It might not feel natural the first time, but it's okay. You know, obviously you don't want to have too much pain, but if there's a little bit of soreness, that's okay. Your body's getting used to it. That's what, you might be using muscles that you haven't really used before. And so, just knowing that ahead of time too.
And two, I would say like to let your spouse in on this information. Like if you're having these mm-hmm. thoughts, when you're having this talk, you know, a month or weeks or whatever before the wedding, just be like, hey, like, I'm so excited. I'm feeling really nervous. Like, I'm feeling scared. I don't know if it's going to hurt. I don't know if I'm going to, you know, I don't want to this to be something that I dread or I don't like. Like, can we just kind of talk about what that looks like for us and like for the spouse to like ease their mind and be like, hey, you know, if things are uncomfortable, we can stop. But just, you know, have that conversation and lay it out on the land beforehand so that you both can know. Because if you're going into it and you don't realize, like, I don't know, as a man, if you're like, yeah, she's probably so excited and she's actually like terrified that it's going to hurt her. Like, I feel like you would maybe go about it all differently if you knew that there was some fear and like trepidation versus, oh, she's just so excited and so keen. You know, I don't know. Maybe it just kind of, it weighs it differently.
Yeah. All right. Next one. I'm worried he will go too fast and I won't enjoy it.
Yeah. I would say guys, she takes the lead. You're the one entering her and she's in a more vulnerable position than you are. So you go at the pace that she's comfortable with. So ladies, you take charge here. He won't go too fast. Well, I shouldn't say he won't, but hopefully he won't go too fast if you're telling him like, hey, like you're pacing him basically. Mm. Like, hey, slow down. That's a little bit sore. Wait, relax. Like, go mm-hmm. further. I mean, we're talking about penetration here. So guys, go slow, especially if it's her first time and she's a virgin. Like, go very, very slow. Use lots of lube. Mm-hmm. Do all that stuff. So ladies, you take charge. You let him know. And guys, go at her pace.
And don't be afraid to communicate. You know, you don't see that in the movies. It is normal to talk and say what's going on, what needs to be adjusted, what, you know, like, don't be afraid that you're going to hurt his feelings. And communicate this worry beforehand too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next one is, I'm worried I'll be too tired, which is very valid. I think that's on legit. A wedding night, you've had an entire day. Like, I think it would be very normal maybe to be tired. Will. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's going to go one of two ways. You're going to be so tired that you're going to get back there and you're going to be exhausted, or you're going to get back there and you're going to be re-energized because of like what you think or what you, you know, what's coming. Mm-hmm. No pun intended.
it's too easy.
I know.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Yeah. And like, okay, I'll just say this. I left it for later, but you don't have to have sex on your wedding night.
Yep.
Just straight up. You don't have to.
No.
It doesn't matter if it's that night, the next night, the night after that. Like, it doesn't matter. There's no rule that mm-hmm. you have to follow here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're too tired and you want to go to sleep, I mean, Yeah, exactly. Go to sleep. I would say, no, I'll save it for later. We'll get there in a second. Next one is, I'm worried I won't perform well.
Like, as a man, or is this like a woman?
Well, probably.
Let's take it from both sides.
Okay, well, if this is your first time, no one's probably going to be performing very well.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, exactly.
If I decide, okay, this is for real. I want to learn how to play pickleball because it's trendy and everyone is playing pickleball. And I want to learn because it doesn't look that hard. So I'm like, I want to learn how to play pickleball. If I pick up one of those rackets and I start, odds are I'm going to be garbage at first.
Yeah, because you called it a racket, not a paddle.
Oh. Outing myself as not a pickleball player.
Everyone in Florida is just yelling at you right now.
But same with sex. It's like, this is going to be your first time. You're not going to be an expert pickleball player. Like, you're not going to be a pro at this. And that's okay. I think that's the point. Like, that's why you have the rest of your lives to learn this. And that's why we're creating resources to help you.
And you guys are best friends. This is an adventure together. Have grace for one another. Be each other's big encouragement. Like, this, you're a team. It's okay.
Okay, this is a practical worry. I'm worried we will forget our stuff or it won't be in our hotel room when we get there.
I feel like this would be something my husband would totally be.
Delegate. Have someone who is like, this is your job. Your job is to get our luggage to our room, and that is your only job.
Yeah, that's
I would say, pick a trusted person. Or if you're really worried, go yourself the day before and say, hey, we're checking in tomorrow night. This is our stuff. Can you make sure it's in our room? So then at least you know it's at the hotel. If it's not in your room, it's somewhere there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm worried it won't last long. Well, if you,
probably
don't.
Won't.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Out of a thing. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, you're learning.
This was a guy, by the way.
Yeah. I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Okay. I'm worried about gagging. Well,
okay.
Yeah, so this is, like we talked about earlier, this is something to talk about beforehand, is oral sex on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are specifically worried about gagging, go back and listen to our episode on this. It's 114 or 15, I think. But we talk about, like, strategies to get over this, or to not necessarily get over it, but to
help alleviate a little bit.
Yeah.
Strategies strategically
around it. Yeah, exactly. Like, you can use your hand to put a block at a certain point so then he's not going further than you want him to. Or you can use sprays, or you can just not do it. Like, you don't have to do it that wedding night.
I was gonna say, I feel like oral sex, from like being a virgin to like on your wedding night doing oral sex, that seems like a huge leap. Does it not? Is this normal? Is everyone just on their wedding night having oral sex? That seems like a giant leap to me. Maybe it's fine.
So interesting that you say that's a giant leap and like not intercourse.
I don't know.
I think it's all how you were, I don't want to say how you were raised, but like what is oral sex? How were you viewing it as you grew up? And I mean, I wouldn't have thought of oral sex on wedding night either. It's on the
table.
It's
just interesting because a lot of people, though, it's like, especially with people worried about boundaries and how far is too far, to a lot of, you know, they just gauge anything is acceptable before marriage except for actual penetration.
Yeah.
And so, right. So maybe, you know, they've navigated this already because it's like, well, this isn't penetration. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, especially in this casual sex culture, right? That's like, people are more willing to do that than kiss.
Yep.
Ugh. Just bizarre.
I also wanted to say, though, too, like the same thing. You guys are best friends. Mm-hmm. You're on this new adventure together. If you're worried about gagging and it happens, you get to laugh about it and go, oh my goodness, that is way bigger than I thought. You know, like, make it fun, make it encouraging at the same time. Like, it'll be fun. It's okay if it happens. Like, just take the pressure off of it being perfect, of you being able to perform perfectly, of like, you're getting to experience each other's bodies in ways that you've never done before. You're not going to be awesome at it. It's going to be fun. You're, I don't know if I can word it this way, but you're never going to be as bad as you are on your wedding night. Like, it's only going to go up from here, basically, right?
Yeah. You're the worst. Yeah, that's good. Okay. I'm worried about how we transition from getting to the hotel room to sex. Again, that's part of our conversation. Mm-hmm. Talk about it beforehand. Are you going to, you know, sit down, have a snack? Are you going to go have a shower? Are you going to talk about the day? Are you going to look at pictures on your phone that you took or that someone else took or they tagged you in something? Like, are you going
to
have letters?
To take 176 bobby pins out of her hair before she gets out of her dress.
And all the buttons. All the buttons. Oh my goodness, so many buttons. So many buttons.
Yeah,
on
guys,
my dress.
Don't get too excited, but it's because you got a lot of work to do before you're seeing anything.
Yeah. So don't worry about it.
We had to make sure
to do.
We had to make sure we had a crochet hook in our wedding bag to take the buttons off.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I was well over 100 bobby pins.
Oh man,
so good.
Okay, I've never seen him naked, and he's never seen me naked before. Awesome.
Good. Yeah.
That's
great.
That's
great.
Yeah. Have fun. They're not scary. They're bodies. This is how God made you.
Yeah.
And it's special that you get to be together now in every way. And so, yeah, take some time. And like I said, having a shower is nice because there's a distraction of water and it feels nice and no pressure to like, oh, where should I put my hands? Or what should I, you can literally just have a normal shower together.
It's familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would say something like positive.
Like, yeah,
especially the first time you see them, depending on what facial expressions you have, mm-hmm. I like purposely pick something positive to say right away, going both ways.
Yeah.
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 Because especially if you've never seen each other, like you're going to be worried about, oh, what are they going to think about this part of my body or that part of my body? Like pick something right away and just say something positive.
Yeah. It's literally advice that my mom gave me. It was like,
aww.
She's like, don't make any kind of faces. Like, don't. like a funny, you know, like a, or, you know, she's like, that was her one piece of advice that I can distinctly remember. I don't know if it was on my wedding day or not, but.
That's an excellent piece of advice.
That is good.
That is really good. I like it.
All right. Let's close out with some tips for the wedding night. Mm-hmm. First thing, when you guys get back to the room, like spend some time praying together. Thank God for where you're at, the beautiful wedding you just had, for bringing you two together, for the future that, you know, he has in store for you. Spend some time in prayer and just invite God into that moment.
Yeah.
That's good. Take pressure off. Like we already said, you don't have to have sex on your wedding night. Mm-hmm. In fact, a recent survey said that it was found only 48% of couples had sex on their wedding night. Now, this is a secular study, so I'm not sure if the stats are different for Christian couples or not.
Hmm.
So this really surprised me. I was naive to how few couples actually have sex on their wedding night. Or so how, yeah, how many couples don't.
Right.
I just assumed everyone did.
Yeah.
So yeah,
but
less
secular
than 50%.
Couples. Makes me wonder though if they've already like been living together,
yeah,
been intimate.
So if they're tired, it's like, oh, we're going to bed. We'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so we did a survey on our Instagram page. Keep in mind, this is like 2,500 votes, but it is currently at 80% did have sex on their wedding night. So I think there's definitely a discrepancy there. Christian couples, I think it's this new thing, right? Like you want to get to it and try it. Whereas for the secular couples, they probably already have. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, I'm tired. We'll do it tomorrow. Go with the moment. So we talked earlier about having a plan, but don't be afraid to stray from that plan depending on how things are going.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, well, never mind. I was going to say it's like when you're having babies, but none of these people will have had babies, or very few of them will have had babies before. Like you go in with a birth plan and you got to be flexible, but that is not applicable to these couples.
Well, okay, here. So what about this? So Because I remember Paris sharing that on her wedding night, she like broke down and was like crying, and there was like different emotions that she was navigating. And so that could be the case. And so in that case, you're not planning for that. You don't know what you're going to be feeling. You don't know what, you know, especially if you've had things happen in the past where there's different trauma or things that will, you know, maybe be coming up, or, you know, you just never know. And so that's why I think it's great to pray beforehand and have the Lord just cover this whole night and your emotions, your heart, each other. But yeah, to also be flexible, to know that, you know, we can pivot, we can adjust, we have the rest of our lives. So whatever happens, we just get to enjoy each other's company. Because yeah, I love how you said it, Tira, because you're not saying goodbye tonight. I remember us being so excited to be like, when we can say goodnight instead of goodbye when you, you know, leave. And so I think that's beautiful, and just enjoy that part of it too.
Yeah. And like we've said before, I've said it a whole bunch of times already, do things like shower, spend time naked together that isn't intercourse right away, cuddle, spoon. And if that, even if that feels uncomfortable for you, you know, just go to the next layer down and then the next layer down. And if that has to take a few days, that's okay. You know, again, you have the rest of your life to do it. And make out while you're naked together. That's fun too. Like there's so much more than just like, okay, let's get the act done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And just another reminder to just go slow and take your time. Like just actually try and savor every little moment that's going on, from like taking the dress off, like you take his, you know, suit jacket off, or unbutton his buttons and take off his tie, you know, like where everything is just like a thing where you're trying to just kind of savor that special moment for as long as you can. To just fully just kind of sink into it.
Be
just,
in the moment.
Yeah, exactly. So take your time getting naked, from moving from foreplay to intercourse, during sex. Just have it be one of those times where you're just really cherishing each other and what's going on.
If you guys do get to the point where you are ready to go to intercourse, keep in mind arousal. Right. Especially for her, the more that she's aroused, the more her body will be prepared for penetration. And I think that's super important and not talked about enough.
Yes.
And this kind of leads into the next point too, of like, use lube.
Yeah.
Many couples need supplemental lubrication, and so it'll make it more comfortable for both spouses. We love Coco New Lube. It's clean, free of all the yucky stuff that you find in some of the other lubes. And yeah, if you want a discount for it, we have it in our show notes. But that's kind of our recommendation if you're looking for what we like to do for lube.
Yeah. Another thing, like I've said before, if things go wrong, laugh about it. You love each other. There's no need to be embarrassed. It's your best friend. It's okay. Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Just... yeah, that's good.
And debrief, like maybe not right away, maybe it's the next morning, but at some point talk about that first time. What did you like? What would you like to do differently next time? What surprised you? Ask each other those questions about what the experience was like. Was it what you thought it was going to be? What was different than what you thought it was going to be?
Yeah,
I think that's really important, and that'll kind of kickstart how you guys communicate about sex to transform your sex life into a mutually pleasurable experience for both of you.
Yeah,
totally. Love that.
One tip that came on Instagram, someone said, don't book your flight for the honeymoon the next morning. And I thought this was really smart, because you're already tired. If you guys are going to go to sex, it's going to be even later. So don't have like a 6 a.m. flight the next day, because you won't have slept.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, shouldn't their flights already be booked? Like, why are they booking their flights in the morning? That's why I was thought. Okay, I understand what you're saying. Okay. So, like we said, we have a guide that dives deeper into all of this and more. And so, in addition, what we also have in the guide is some FAQs or some questions or kind of troubleshooting, answering worries, concerns that you guys might have, especially for the wedding night and the first couple of times you're having sex, whether it's the first time or not. So we'll maybe just dive into a couple of those, which we answer in the guide. So if you hear one of these and you're like, oh, I'm wondering that, you'll find it in the guide. What's the best position for the first time? What am I expected to do about pubic hair for the wedding night? Will it be painful? What if it hurts? What happens to our genitals the first time? What if he doesn't last long? How long should sex last? What is queefing? What is squirting? What if it sounds funny? What if it smells funny? Can we have sex in water? And what happens if she's on her period? So if you're looking for the answers to some of those questions, check out the guide because we have it all in depth. And like Kyle mentioned before, you can get the guide on its own for $47. You can get the bundle of all three for
$97. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. All right. Well, let's pray to close.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, thank you for marriage and for the wedding night and for the fun of exploring each other's bodies and for best friends being able to say goodnight instead of goodbye. I just pray that that couples who are going through this time in their life, that they will be able to communicate well, that they will have lots of fun and be encouraged. Help this episode even to help prepare them for the big day. Amen.
Amen. Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.